So, brothers and sisters, and this is the last October month, last Sunday of October. So, that I like to give kind of a finance presentation to the parish and so let you know how we're doing. So, we'll do that here in a moment. But first, a little bit on Zacchaeus. You know, the question I asked about Zacchaeus was this: to what extremes do we go? And we go to some pretty great extremes. We may travel miles to watch a game. You know, we go through physical conditioning to prepare a body for a sport. Pay thousands in food and clothing to ensure the well-being of a child. A gardener or a farmer plants a seed in the hope that it will grow, but there's no guarantee in that. To what extreme does Zacchaeus go today? Well, he climbs a tree. Now, I'm going to throw out a hypothetical today because it does seem like a tax collector, you know, someone wealthy, climbing a tree. But here's just a hypothetical. You know, Jesus comes to Jericho, and most people hear it's Jesus, so what do? They go out to see Jesus. Well, Zacchaeus, being a wise man, realizes no need to go around and collect taxes today because the people are out checking on Jesus. So he figures, I'll go out and check too. So being a short in stature, be like a child in the back of the church and everybody's standing, can't see. So what does he do? He decides, I'm going to climb a tree. Okay, and he climbs a tree. Okay, and what happens there? Eventually Jesus comes and Zacchaeus sees Jesus. Zacchaeus sees Jesus. And Jesus sees Zacchaeus and we realize a change happens. A conversion is what takes place. Because of this eye-to-eye contact. Man touched by Jesus who touches his heart. And what does Zacchaeus do? He stands his ground. Do you hear the people in the gospel of today basically saying, Jesus, you're eating with a sinner. Get out. Zacchaeus stands his ground and says, no, I'm not going to listen to this. He turns to Jesus and he says, Jesus, yes, I was a terrible sinner. But because of what's happened today, I make two promises. Number one, have my possessions I will give to the poor. And number two, anything I have extorted will be paid back four times over. See what happens when this man encounters Jesus. Jesus touches his heart. And change happens. And that's my prayer for you and me today as we come to spend time seeing Jesus and let Jesus sing you. And let him touch your mind, your heart, and your soul to become more like a Zacchaeus, a changed man. Because in that we truly find the power and the wisdom of Jesus Christ. Okay? So let Jesus touch your mind, your heart this day. So as far as the financial position goes, I just want to share with you where we are. For the close of July 1st, 2021 to June 30th, 2022 fiscal year runs July 1st through June 30th, we closed slightly ahead of budget. For a $1.2 million budget, we closed $21,000 in the black. It's a great accomplishment considering all that we've been through during these last couple of years. Checking account, we currently have $88,831. In short-term holdings, we currently have $235,401. In our endowment, we currently have $306,691. So whatever option you choose in giving to Resurrection, just know my sincere gratitude, my sincere thanks today. And because of the giving trends, which tend to fluctuate depending upon the time of the year, the method of giving to Resurrection, which I use, is parish online giving. Okay, if it's something you would like to consider, go to the toolbar at the top of the Resurrection homepage and click Parish Online Giving. This option, many preferences are available. Can either give one time, can be recurring gifts. Gifts can be given weekly, biweekly, twice a month, quarterly, annually. And also one can provide support for the parish along with all second and also special collections. So for example, today, our second collection is for St. Vincent de Paul. Can go on parish online giving. You can say, I want to give one time. Go on, find St. Vincent de Paul, and you click it, and then you can determine the amount that you want to give. Okay, that's the route that I like to use. Just some reminders that we've noticed during this past year. For any charitable funds given through an investment agency, For example, is Stifel or Fidelity. If you desire the funds to go into something other than general church support, please designate how you like your funds distributed. For example, endowment, capital projects, or special and second collections. If it comes and it's not designated, we just presume that you want us to go into the general church support. So if you don't, just please specify it. Number two, keep the endowment in your mind. The endowment, the corpus cannot be touched. It's the interest which we can use. In the course of the past year, we designated $11,500 in interest funds for the renovation of the rectory. The rectory was built in the late 60s, and renovations need to be made. So at the moment, we are in the architectural drawing stage of the project. Once finished, we will ask for bids and estimates. And with that, funds will be needed for the project, and the endowment has set aside funds for this purpose. Contributions for the endowment, those of you who receive church envelopes, there's an endowment envelope every month. Two, the endowment can be supported via parish online giving. Many times with the death of a loved one, people like to provide options for memorials. One memorial to keep in mind would be the endowment. Again, when you do your estate planning bequest memorials, please keep the parish and parish endowment in mind. These are funds which a parish cannot budget, anticipate, yet they go a long way in supporting the health and well-being of any parish. And also, just a reminder, gifts to the Catholic Ministries Appeal will be taken through the end of December. So if you haven't given, still like to. Okay, there are envelopes found in the kiosk in the gathering space, or simply stop by the parish office and ask for an envelope and they will give it to you. One last thing I just want to mention before I close is this. My sincere gratitude to how generous you are with second collections and also with special collections. I hear from Father Moretti on the Ann Loomis Fund, those from St. Vincent de Paul, just how generous this parish is. And I tell them, I say, if you ever come short or if you ever need, just let the people know and they will give. And you know what? You will come through. You've got good hearts. You're very, very generous people. And I just want to say that generous, very, very good people. So my sincere gratitude for all that you do. We're on good financial footing. If we weren't, I'd get up here and I'd tell you. Okay? We're on good footing. So my sincere thanks to the people of Resurrection and those who provide for the financial support in keeping the mission of our parish alive. Your generosity is appreciated. Let's keep Resurrection and the people of Resurrection in our prayers. And God's blessings to all of you today. So remember, Zacchaeus sees Jesus. Jesus sees him. Conversion happens. Allow that to happen in your lives. May Jesus touch our minds, our hearts, and our souls this day. So let's conclude with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.